If you think that you understand something so clearly, like, oh, this is what it's like to be a young man and how, then you're not going to read. You have no curiosity. How do you become a lifelong learner? How do you keep yourself, your mind open and creative and having different thoughts and constantly improving your mind? The answer is pretty simple. It comes from the idea that you don't really know what you think that you know. If you drop your certainty that you understand what's going on with politics, what's going on with the climate, what's going on with this, that, or other issue, you have no curiosity because you already know the answer. And if you have no curiosity, why read a book that's going to show me a different point of view that covers the whole context of history, that will give me a better understanding of why the world is the way it is? You have to have curiosity, but your curiosity can only come from a sense of, I don't know what's going on in the world right now. I really don't know. It's mysterious. I don't understand why people are acting the way they are right now. I don't understand why our politics have turned this way. I've read this article on the internet that got me all angry, but you drop that kind of stupidity and you go, that article was one-sided. You know, when I read a lot of history, which I do, you start to see a context of things. Things start to open up, for instance. So there's been a lot of things written lately about the problem that boys are having in this world and young men. Something I'm very empathetic to, and I can understand it, and I think we have to come to terms with that. But when you read a lot of history, you know the context that these things have happened before, but you also understand the context of why this is happening, and you just don't react emotionally. You understand that the country has become deindustrialized, so the white-collar, blue-collar jobs that men used to have making, building things have disappeared from America and from a large part of the world. Things have become, factories have become automated, and those jobs have disappeared. So that had a huge blow on male employment and a male sense of who they are. And then women were starting to rise up in the culture, in society, making money, earning their own way. And this kind of deflated the male ego, the sense of, I'm the breadwinner. Now, the context is if you thought a little about it and you had a little bit of empathy and you weren't so narrow-minded, you understand that for thousands of years, women were deeply, deeply oppressed. They had no power. Their only power was in the home. Their only power was domestic, was raising children. And they weren't necessarily aware of that at the time, but it was obviously an oppressive force in the background, and unconsciously, it probably had a very depressive effect on their spirit. And so when they were finally opening up, when they were given the right to vote, when they were given the right to have education, they were able to attend universities, their world opened up, and it was a beautiful thing, and it's something that we should celebrate. So this idea as if women are taking something away from us because so much attention is on them, well, in some ways they are, but in the other way, they were deprived for thousands of years of being a human being, okay? They were not even thought of as a rational human being. They were just products of nature. They weren't even considered to have a soul. When you read history, you get a context and you understand that maybe it's not so black and white. Maybe it's not so much men versus women, boys versus girls. Maybe there's a bigger history involved. And so if you think that you understand something so clearly, like, oh, this is what it's like to be a young man and how, then you're not going to read. You have no curiosity. But if you go, I don't really understand why things are the way they are, you're motivated to read about the deep history, about the deindustrialization in the 50s, about women entering the workplace, about what it was like for women in the 19th, 18th centuries and before that. Being a lifelong learner means I don't know the answer. I'm curious and I want to read more about the context and why things are the way they are.